tilling every inch of land in the state. Except Lambeau Field. That there's consecrated ground. Pam Jahnke and the Farm Report.
It's time again for Checkoff Chat on a Monday, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, your beef checkoff dollars, and our partners at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. I don't know if you realize it or not, but our Wisconsin Beef Council has been working for a little while now, making inroads with our partners in Central America. And in the month of March, several of our Wisconsin beef producers, members of the Wisconsin Beef Council, had a chance to actually go put boots on the ground in Central America, learn a little bit more about that market. Joining us is a beef producer herself and the vice chair of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board. That's Val Gaffney. Now, Val, talk to me a little bit about what this tour was designed to do and how many of you folks went on it.
Well, we were a delegation of six of us. The soybean growers sent two delegates, Tony Melathan and Nancy Cavajon, were their representatives. And Wisconsin Farm Bureau also sent Adam Kuzar as a beef and crop producer from Northeast Wisconsin to join us. And then we had Keith York representing the Wisconsin Beef Council, myself, and our executive director, John Freitag.
What was it supposed to accomplish? I think people don't realize, I've had the folks from the U.S. Meat Export Federation on with us before talking about Central America. It seems to really have some nice synergies with Wisconsin. Tell me about that.
It is. Everybody we met with, if you could take our Wisconsin family producers and transplant them into the meat industry and that business, that's the kind of people we were meeting with. Family, multi-generational operations, importing U.S. beef, and making a good living doing it.
So what territory did you cover? Central America is kind of a broad term. Where did you guys actually go?
We were concentrating on Guatemala and El Salvador on this trip. And in Guatemala, 50% of the people live in urban areas. And it's about a 14 million population is their population density in Guatemala. They are importing a lot of U.S. beef, and we are exporting choice and prime cuts to them. They are not necessarily importing select because of the high tariffs still on select beef going into that area.
Interesting, talking tariffs. Guatemala, again, not necessarily someplace we think of as far as a big beef market, but I understand it's got real potential to grow.
It does have tremendous potential. Their agriculture industry has changed dramatically in the last 20 years. Like here, when the corn and soybean markets got high, we changed pastures into corn and soybeans. Down there, they took when the sugar markets and palm oil markets got hot, they transformed their pastures into sugar cane. So they lost a lot of their native cattle industry. And as a producer, I don't want to take jobs away from somebody else's family. I felt good about seeing that there's really not a lot of natural cattle industry there. In fact, so U.S. beef has a natural fit in that market. They import their select beef from Honduras. So they are supporting a local market.
Sure, sure. Was it just Guatemala? Did you go anywhere else in Central America?
We did also travel to San Salvador in El Salvador. And that was another interesting place because they import probably 80% of their food supply. So they really depend on the rest of the world to feed them. And they don't have, I don't believe they have an ocean port. So they're depending on their neighboring countries to import their products and then deliver them to their population.
Boy, and that can be a sketchy situation down in that part of the world. It wouldn't be unheard of that maybe the neighbor next to them isn't friendly. So interesting. Tell me a little bit about why this kind of boots-on-the-ground experience, Val, can help change producers' perspective. You know, obviously, it's not someplace a lot of folks have ever been. What did it really change in your opinion, in your mind, in the way that you're going to explain it back to the Beef Council and beef producers?
The way I see, I enjoyed the trip thoroughly. I enjoy the production side of the beef industry as much as I enjoy sitting at a white tablecloth restaurant eating beef. So for 4 days, we ate U.S. beef that had lots of miles on it, had traveled across the world. Coming back to our industry and how we need to structure things, we need to be more consistent and diligent about producing a high-quality product. Everything from the way the product is raised and trying to hit that choice and prime market to figuring out, are we getting our cuts the right size? Those are breeding, that goes back to breeding decisions that a lot of us make every day, and that impact in, are we gathering the right numbers and information?
Did you notice you said about how choice and prime is big in Central America? You mentioned size of cut. Is there anything that they're doing different that we may not know about? Do they prefer it a different way? I mean, how can our processors help us out on some of this?
Well, what we did learn was the grill is a relatively new thing to that population. There are still the people that live in the country probably still use open flame. They have an open flame cooking situation. But the people in the urban areas are starting to grill. And one of the featured cuts is what we call it, they call a tomahawk steak. So it's a 20 to 30 ounce ribeye with the rib bone fillet Frenched out, trimmed out. And it looks like the Fred Flintstone situation.
And that's what they like to see that though now.
They do. That is the cut of meat to master as far as cooking.
Whoa. What are they paying for their beef? If 80% of it's coming from the United States, like we said, they're looking for choice and prime, which is a high-end cut here. What did they tell you what they're paying as consumers?
It is comparable to what our families are paying here when they go to the supermarket to buy choice and prime. They are working hard to make sure they bring their entire population along and provide them a safe, wholesome food supply. And U.S. beef fits neatly into that plan.
Mm-hmm. So these checkoff dollars that we were using to send the delegation down to Central America, you've got a story to tell, not only back here, but also to those producers, those restaurateurs, those processors in Central America about the farm families in Wisconsin ready to provide it for them.
Yes, they were excited to see actual farmers on this trip, people that know how their beef is being raised, and they had not had that part of the equation on their U.S. beef process to this point.
Really? Wow. So definitely not only a story to tell, but potential friendships and connections that may pay dividends all the way around.
It may. Not necessarily directly back to our producers, but it's more beef heading out of our country and creating a market beyond our borders.
Right, and hopefully not one that gets caught up in tariffs. Well, really good, Val. Appreciate that. Do you have pictures up anywhere? Are you putting them up?
Yes, there are pictures up at the Wisconsin Beef Council Facebook page, probably the website. They're floating around all over.
Good. Well, like I said, and if you bump into Val, don't be afraid to ask her for more details about this trip in March to Central America. Again, the Wisconsin Beef Council, joined by a couple other commodity groups from the state, investigating the opportunities that Central America provides for our U.S. beef, our Wisconsin beef producers. And like she said, if you want to see the pictures, learn a little bit more, their Facebook page, look for Wisconsin Beef Council. Of course, the website is beeftips.com. Val Gaffney, she's the vice president of the Wisconsin Beef Council Board. She's a beef producer herself from Dodgeville. And again, it's all part of where your checkoff dollars are being channeled. For more information, check out those web resources or pick up the phone and give them a call. Or if you bump into people like Val Gaffney that are representing you on the board, be sure and ask them your questions as well. It's all about your checkoff dollars. And that, my friends, is your Monday Beef Checkoff Chat, brought to you by the Wisconsin Beef Council and the Equity Livestock Sales Association.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.